Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Want to learn about real estate investing? Tune in this Saturday at 6 p.m. for me, Terry Hall, interviewing expert real estate investors who will teach you how to make money investing in real estate. This week's discussions, no money down strategies, turning a home into a very profitable assisted living facility, finding, fixing, and flipping a house. Real estate. Real Estate Investing, this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. That's Real Estate Investing, this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, here we go. So a little number we call, give me some sugar, little honey, natural bee.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and I'm going to clear the phone lines now and give everybody a shot at the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, then you can play right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. I will tell you there will be no questions about the stock market, which has had a bad couple of days, down like 200 points to the Dow yesterday, 300 points today. It's only 3% of the Dow, so it's not like it was a huge drop-off. I remember when, you know, losing 500 points in 2 days would be, sell everything! I'm also glad that I'm one of the original investors in Ray's House of Raw Pork, and I'm going to stick with that investment until it pays off. I really think that the lawsuits will eventually just go away on their own. Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge. Hi, Todd.
Hello, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
I am very proud to be the first contestant tonight.
Well, happy to have you here. As a first contestant, or frankly as a fifth contestant, you would get the five-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, say hello to the people who have paid you for a commercial endorsement. Whatever it is you'd like to do, the 5 seconds are yours.
I'll just say hello to the lovely ladies at home, my wife Melinda, and Shannon and Renee.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories reside all week long. We push that button and they come tumbling out. Led, as always, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, Justin's not named Bieber. Category three, popular partners. Which one would you like, Todd?
I'll do have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on all of the questions and pick up the ones you've passed on later on. As long as the 1 minute has not expired, You'll know that that has happened when the buzzer sounds, and that's when I'll tally up your points. If you don't get past 7 points, I will have to punish you. But if you get eight or more, then you'll win a private Buffleigende Klammen.
Hammonat. You'll win some Hanukkah punter.
I'll feel with those, please.
I'm just making a note. Get new batteries. You'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
The Price Man! Right you are, Benjamin and Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts. This is your choice.
Donuts.
1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have your choice of movies. We have I, Frankenstein. We have Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. We also have The Wolf of Wall Street, and Lone Survivor. And that is at a Werenberg Theater near you.
I actually went to see the movie Her with my daughter a couple of nights ago at a Werenberg Theater. And when that came up, I actually out loud said, Werenberg.
I do that all the time when I go to the show with my daughter,
too. You
have too. To. Next time I go, I'm going to try to make a mental note. When they say Werenberg, I'm going to go, Cottleville.
And those prizes can be yours.
If you get 8 points or
right.
more.
That's right.
Of course, if you get 15 points, that's all the questions correct, then you win all those prizes. So that's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Todd, have you been paying attention to the category? Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state capital's name did Peyton Manning say 44 times during the AFC Championship game?
Denver.
Omaha. Who is being investigated by the U.S. for violating sanctions against North Korea by taking thousands of dollars in luxury gifts to Kim Jong-un?
That'd be, what's his name? The basketball player. We'll come back to him.
In which state were ex-Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife arrested this week in a federal corruption case?
Ooh, was that West Virginia?
It was just the regular Virginia.
I mean the regular Virginia.
Which country was engulfed in protests this week, protests against President Viktor Yanukovych?
Man, this is rough.
Take the five-pointer, trust me.
Okay.
Despite swearing that he'd given up drinking, who was caught on video drunkenly ranting in Jamaican slang at a fast food restaurant last weekend?
Say it one more time. Oh, man, Justin Bieber. go ahead and punish me. I'm taking my beating today.
The person who was caught drunkenly ranting in the Jamaican slang at a fast food restaurant last weekend was Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
The man who proves every day rehab really works. The country that is engulfed in protests is the Ukraine. And when you said that basketball guy, I almost gave you the 2 points, but my judges told me I actually would have had to say Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
So let's see how you did. Let me review your scoring here, Todd. The 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5. Yeah, you got them all wrong. And that's a big goose egg up on the scoreboard. Here now for your punishment, Todd, which you fully have earned. You may have heard this week that the captain and Tennille have broken up. They're getting divorced after 40 years. The captain, Daryl Dragon, who, by the way, is suffering from a disorder similar to Parkinson's. I know a little bit about how horrible that can be because my dad died of something like that. She is divorcing him. And they've been together since they worked both for the Beach Boys. I didn't know that. He played keyboard for the Beach Boys. She was a backup singer.
I didn't know that either.
And that's when they got together. So we decided, well, let's dig into the Captain and Tennille catalog for their absolutely worst song. A hit that, well, years ago, I used to do a thing on Election Day where listeners could vote for the worst song ever. And this won, I think, 3 years in a row. Muskrat Love.
Oh. Now he's tickling a fancy rubbing a toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they wriggle. Sue starts to giggle.
Now here comes the worst part of the song.
And they whirl
the giggle.
And twirl and he tangle.
Yeah.
Singing and jangling a jangle.
Oh.
Like
Now, that wasn't enough beautiful lyric like that. No. Then Daryl Dragon had to say, what if I could make the sounds of a muskrat on one of my synthesizers? I wonder what that would sound like.
Oh.
Sounds like chili for dinner.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah. Bad Mexican.
Get up already.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. You know, I just imagine being the engineer in the studio that day. How do you not laugh out loud? You got to cover your face and look away. When you go, you know, the whole time you're going, I can't believe that you're doing this. Todd,
all right.
I'm sorry you put us through that, Todd.
That was rough.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right.
There's a muskrat.
There's your Harris challenge for today. Contestant number two. Hello, Cindy.
Hello. I'm in Minnesota.
Thank you.
I can do muskrats.
No, that's all right. Please. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm calling from my spare bedroom out in the middle of unincorporated nowhere. Hello, everyone.
Wow. You know, Cindy has kind of a late-night 70s FM female DJ voice.
Yeah.
I try my best.
Like Venus Flytrap, but yeah.
Ooh.
Will you do something for me, Cindy? If I tell you something to say, will you say it?
I sure will.
Say this. I'm Delilah. More of your requests coming up.
I'm Delilah. More of your quest coming up.
I'm telling you, we got a syndication star here. Pretty big. Okay, Cindy, here are the categories. Justin's not named Bieber, multiple choice American history, or popular partners.
No, I don't do Bieber, so multiple choice American history.
Well, there are no Biebers in that category. It's Justin's not named Bieber. But you want multiple choice American history?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Cindy, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first colony to abolish slavery in 1777? Virginia, Vermont, or Georgia?
To abolish it?
Yeah.
Probably Virginia.
Vermont. Which city was home to the first savings bank in the U.S.? Chicago, New York, or Miami?
New York.
Correct. Which patriotic song was written by Catherine Lee Bates in 1895? America the Beautiful, God Bless America, or the Star-Spangled Banner?
America the Beautiful?
Correct. Which of these companies bought the first TV commercial in 1941 for $9? Budweiser, Buick, or Bulova Watch?
Buick.
Bulova Watch. Which of these groups was founded in 1912? Was it the Boy Scouts of America, the Girl Scouts of America, or the Congressional Black Caucus?
Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts of America were founded in 1912, and you've got 10 points, Cindy. Yay. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Cool.
And thank you for saving us from the muskrats.
Oh. There you go.
Oh.
Muskrat love.
Cindy, give my audience one of these. Have a great weekend, St. Louis.
Have a great weekend, St. Louis. I hope it warms up for you.
We'll be back with more.
Literally cold down here.
We'll be back with more in a moment on Fresh 102.5.
We'll be back in a moment on 550.
Just warmed up.
Cindy, thanks for playing.
Hey, thank you.
Here comes our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Not that much to say. Just hope everybody has a good weekend.
All right. Would you like Justin's not named Bieber, popular partners, or the new third category, music to soothe the savage blonde?
Let's try popular partners.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was born first, John Lennon or Paul McCartney?
John Lennon.
Correct. Of the two explorers, Lewis and Clark, which one's first name was Meriwether?
Lewis.
Correct. Which Wright brother flew the plane on December 17th, 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina?
Marvel.
Correct. Which one's first name was Oscar? Rogers or Hammerstein?
Hammerstein.
Correct. What film studio was started by Louis B. Mayer and Samuel Goldwyn?
MGM.
Metro, Goldwyn, Mayer. That's a clean sweep, Mike. You got them all right. Congratulations. Okay. So you win the whole prize package. Pry package? What's wrong with me?
Wow, I don't know.
I'm just starting my work week.
You get pry package, Kimosabi.
I love pry package.
Well, hang on, Mike, and Dan will tell you what you've won while I move on to my next contestant.
Damn muskrats.
If that's what it is, they're running all over the place here.
They're in the wires.
Rich, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thanks, Paul. Just want to use my 5 seconds to say I'm in Belleville, the great city of Belleville, so I'm ready for the challenge.
All right. Would you like Justin's Not Named Bieber or Music to Soothe the Savage Blonde?
Okay. Let's try the music category.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, Rich. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Broadway show Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, what are a girl's best friend?
Diamond.
Correct. Who kicked off his Blondes Have More Fun album with the song Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Rod Stewart.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Blondie?
Deborah Harry.
Correct. In what song does Don Henley sing about bubble-headed, bleached blondes?
Pass.
Who created the classic rock album Blonde on Blonde?
Pass.
Back to the four-pointer. In what song does Don Henley sing about bubble-headed, bleached blondes?
Men Down Under?
It's called Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Who created the classic rock album Blonde on Blonde?
Madonna?
I think that was actually a scene in the movie Truth or Dare, but it had nothing to do with Bob Dylan's album Blonde on Blonde. So, Rich, you got the 1, you got the 2, you got the 3. Oh, that's only 6 points. Well, I'll tell you.
You know, I realized, though, I should get half a point for guessing Men Down Under. They did the song Dirty Laundry, now that I think about it.
When you say Men Down Under, are you thinking of Men at Work who had a hit song called Down Under?
Oh, geez. Maybe that was it.
You know what, Rich? I'm taking 1 point away. You now have 5 points.
And I'm still having to listen to that music.
But here's the good news. You don't have to listen to Muskrat Love, because in addition to many hit songs, Captain and Tennille also contributed a song to a really, really remarkable movie. It was made in 1978. With a woman by the name of Mae West, who, of course, was a star in movies in the 20s, 30s, maybe the 40s. But by 1978, she was 85 years old, and somehow somebody convinced her to do one more movie. I think it was the movie that essentially killed her 18 months later. The movie was called Sextet, and it wasn't about six people getting together for a fun weekend. No, it was Sextette, in which she was romanced by Timothy Dalton, who at the time was 34 years old and was 9 years away from being James Bond. And believe it or not, in Sextet, they sang, well, mostly he sang, this.
Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever some sweet-talking guy comes along, singing his song. Don't mess around, you've got to be strong.
Stop.
But I really love you.
Stop.
I'll be thinking of you. Look in my heart and let love keep us together.
Wow.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm so glad the 70s are gone.
Rich, thank you very much for playing. Hope you have a great weekend. Let's bring in one final contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm aiming the PM. Hallelujah. And I'd like to give a shout out to the chicken in the bread pan, checking out dough.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
That's for you, Dan.
Your category is Justin's Not Named Bieber. 60 right. seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Justin played Sean Parker in the movie The Social Network?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. Which Justin was named AL Rookie of the Year and now pitches for the Detroit Tigers?
Justin Verlander.
Correct. What was the title of the Die Hard movie in which Bruce Willis got help from a young hacker played by Justin Long?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Live Free or Die Hard. Which Justin finished second to Kelly Clarkson on the first season of American Idol?
What is his name?
That's what I ask you.
Justin Curly-haired. Pass. Yeah.
What's the last name of the Justin who won the 1997 U.S. Open Golf Championship and the 1998 Players Championship? Name any golfer named Justin.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any.
No.
Justin Leonard. What was his name?
Oh, and I know the other one, and I don't know why.
I can't believe I know.
I'm upset that I know.
I can't remember that. I can't remember his last name, the Kelly Clarkson one.
Justin Guarini.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do I know that?
Co-starred with her in that movie from Justin to Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to phone a friend. I'd like to take that one for me.
Sideshow Bob.
Oh. Mark, you only got the one and the two. That's 3 points. That means we're going to go back to the Muskrats. Sorry.
Which one?
yeah.
Now he's tickling a fancy, rubbing a toes, muzzle to muzzle. Now anything goes as they
You know, I actually thought that this act, Captain and Tennille, was pretty good. Didn't they have a TV series in the 80s?
Yeah,
for a
they
while?
Did. Yeah.
On ABC, a primetime, like a variety show.
Yeah, and the captain didn't do anything, remember? She did all the talking, and he just kind of sat there and with that hat on and didn't say anything.
Yeah. She was cute, too.
Oh, yeah, she was real cute.
Not as cute, not as, cute as the Muskrats, of course.
No.
All right. I was stalling for time because we had to get to this. Go ahead, Daryl.
It's a couple of sick Muskrats talking.
They have the flu.
He's going for the high note. Wait till he goes for the high note. Hold on. There you go.
Squeaker.
Didn't Dr. Demento do a, they did Muskrat Casserole. Muskrat Casserole. Muskrat. They did. Dr. Demento did a song like that.
Mark, thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
Have a good weekend anyway.
You too. That's how we do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. We'll take a break, and when we return, Mike Evans will be here, and I'm sure he will say the word Bieber more than anybody really needs to hear it. And then I'll have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news, all on the Big 550.
Meep, meep.
And here's a guy who had posters all over his room when he was a kid of Captain and Tennille, and he was the president of their fan club. Here's Tim Weiland.
Where does this come from?
And then later, Justin Guarini.
Oh, that's right.
Over his bed. What was wrong with you?
He puts the hat on before every traffic report.
That's right.
But we can't legally call him captain because of the other guy in town.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Ask McGraw about that. Well, see, yeah, you know, Tennille was all right.
Yeah,
know?
I liked her a lot.
Oh, are you talking about Paul?
No, that's right. There is another imposter, isn't there?
Yes. That's right.
Okay.
How are the roads?
Hey, northbound 55 at the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane, and traffic looks like it's backing up almost to Highway 44. Now, southbound 170 stacks up pretty heavy between Olive and Highway 40. Westbound 40, the usual slowdowns. Now you're from, it looks like, around Tower Grove through McCausland and Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, you're slowing east of McDonald now through New Florissant. Southbound 270 looks a lot better. It's just a little heavy page down through Olive. Couple little off-the-pace spots, we'll call it, between 40 and Manchester. And then we have southbound 55. You're running slow Arsenal to almost 4500 South Broadway, and then from River de Pere through Bayless, and then a little slow spot around Revis Barracks. And this traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly Jackpot Scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or $1 million or more online at MOLottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Monday morning on McGraw Live, we'll recap the Grammys. I'll have news updates. Tim Weiland will help you navigate the Monday morning rush hour. And Jason Lamar will recap the sports weekend. Plus, Gail Pennington and David Stokes. It's McGraw Live weekdays starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
an incredible vacation at an outstanding value from Brentwood Travel. That's what you'll find at St. Louis's largest cruise show, the 24th Annual Cruise Expo, sponsored by Brentwood Travel on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center. Right now is the time to get incredibly low prices on all types of cruises anywhere in the world, like large and small ships, river cruises, sailing ships, with 15 of the world's top cruise lines represented at one big show. You won't find a better opportunity to get a fantastic deal on the vacation of a lifetime. And along with these low prices, you'll find a variety of bonuses like cabin upgrades, onboard gratuities, free shore excursions, cruise and air discounts, Macy's gift cards, or even free airport parking at Park Express. And someone will win a free Royal Caribbean cruise for two just for registering. It all starts at Brentwood Travel's Cruise Expo, January 24th through the 26th at West County Center, I-270 and Manchester Road. Don't book anywhere until you've talked with the experts at Cruise Expo. Details at BrentwoodTravel.com. Some offers are for selected departures only. Restrictions apply on all gifts and promotions.
Hi, this is Laurie Heisey.
And I'm Ken Heisey.
We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve the families that we represent like they were our own. Our economy and our lives can change fast, so you need to be sure that you're prepared to take on both, and we can help. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and we'll give you a consultation with no obligation.
It was a big year for growth in the stock market, but between fees and taxes, we'll want to see how much of the gains you get to keep and see if your current level of risk is right for you.
We're a planning team. This means that we're not in business to sell you products, but to help you build a comprehensive retirement plan based on your personal needs and goals.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116, or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson, and I play professional football. But like anyone, I've got all kinds of dreams. Ask me about my pro football dreams. Ask me about my college days, my life off the field, my camp. Ask me about my inspirations, choosing football over baseball, my Twitter handle. Ask me about my personal life, my family. Ask me, and I'll tell you all about them.
Get the Ask Russell voice responsive mobile app and chat with Russell Wilson about his dreams.
Want to talk more? Just download the mobile app.
Call Star Dreams from your mobile phone for a text to download the app.
And I will do it for you.
American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783. Message and data rates may apply.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactive heals acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers can try Proactive risk-free and get a free dark spot corrector just for participating. Plus, free shipping. Call 1-800-277-5016. That's 1-800-277-5016.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
This Friday and every Friday, John Hadley and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cyberg's six area locations is near you, go to cyberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cybergs, an eating and drinking company. Cybergs at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, Dan Strauss. He on the peon here with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. You know you're in the right building if you see a pig on the roof. And then you can go inside and sit down and have a fantastic meal at Annie Gunn's. Or if you want to get some stuff to take home, even if it's just, you know, a sandwich at lunchtime because you're in one of the businesses there in the valley, or you're on your way heading out 40, going over the Daniel Boone Bridge, stop off there, get some food, take it home tonight. You don't have to cook. Really good at the Smokehouse Market, both out there in the Chesterfield Valley. And they sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's right. Tell him. Preach it, preacher.
How are you today, Mike?
4 stars.
Good.
Little chilly in sweet St. Louis.
Just a bit. Yep.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. Bruce Springsteen attended his son's graduation this week. What did the boss's son become? A policeman, a fireman, a lawyer, a doctor. Answer in a minute. Latest on Bieber's arrest. Florida law states that any minor that is driving without a valid driver's license, which Bieber did not have a valid driver's license, and alcohol is in his or her system, automatically loses driving privileges until they're 21, at least. So it looks like 19-year-old Bieber won't be driving for a few years now.
Why? He didn't have driving privileges legally before. What, yeah. That didn't stop him.
That's true. Also, former NFLer Keyshaw Johnson has had multiple run-ins with his neighbor, Justin Bieber. He lives just around the corner. He's had enough. Keyshaw sold his house to get away from Bieber. Now the bad news, it was purchased by a Kardashian.
Oh,
Kourtney bought the house, Kourtney Kardashian, so now they got the Kardashians and the Biebers destroying that neighborhood.
Wow.
How'd you like living in that neighborhood?
Nope, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Book review, it's called The Animated Films of Tim Burton. You're a film aficionado, is that the word?
Yeah.
Do you like Tim Burton?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Some of his stuff is a little bit too dark for me. I will grant you, I haven't seen much, but some of the stuff, I'm just afraid every time I see a Tim Burton movie, I'm going to have to sit through Helena Bonham Carter.
Anybody, and I can't stand her. You know, they did have, there is that connection there.
I know.
Anybody else like him?
Tim Burton?
Some of the stuff's okay.
I think he's weird.
I like him. There's a book called The Animated Films of Tim Burton, written by a friend of mine, Tim Lammers. Interviewed Burton for weeks on end, digging into his mind, what makes him come up with these things. Really interesting. He also interviewed Helena and Danny, my buddy Danny Elfman, and Elijah Wood and some others. If you like Tim Burton, may I strongly recommend it. Available everywhere, 4 stars for The Animated Films of Tim Burton.
I have a movie to recommend to you since you've recommended a couple of good ones to me.
Okay.
It's out on DVD now. It came out last summer. It's on DVD now. It's called In a World. It's about voiceover artists in Hollywood. It's
I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
I saw it a long time ago. In a word.
Yeah, with Lake Bell, who I thought was terrific, and I hope she continues to do good stuff.
She wrote it, I think.
Yeah, wrote it.
And produced it and directed it,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stars in it.
Yeah, just came out on DVD, so I'm telling everybody.
Oh, it's excellent. It's excellent. I couldn't agree with you more.
Good.
In a world.
In a world.
And it's a true story.
Yep.
Which is very cool. TV news, the Beatles 50-year anniversary special will be a jam session to end all jam sessions. I mean, Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, I mean, it goes on and on, are going to be there. Never before seen home movies, tributes from everybody from the President of the United States to former presidents to the Queen of England. This show could last, I'm hearing, about 3 hours.
Wow.
It's coming February 9th. They start shooting it tomorrow, and it is on CBS. Word from London that the new 24 miniseries with Kiefer Sutherland. You like that? You like 24?
I like the first season a lot. Then I just, for other reasons, just stopped watching it.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
First season, and then I just kind of second season. Yeah. But third season, I didn't, you know, didn't watch it at all.
Yep.
A lot of people loved it, though. It's coming to Fox during the sweeps. Couple of odds and ends. One of the romantic comedy, big, good-looking, the top movie actors, Bradley Cooper, says he is a thespian and wants to fine-tune his craft, so next year he'll play Elephant Man on Broadway. Yeah. Kelly Osbourne held a press conference to announce she's going vegan.
Oh, boy.
Get healthier. It lasted 4 days, then spotted In-N-Out Burger doing a double-double. That's how that works. There's a story floating around town that Tom Brokaw is ailing.
Really?
I hope not, because I like Tom Brokaw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? We actually have Tom Brokaw on the line right now, coincidentally. Let's ask him. Tom, are you there?
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. That was my jingle. I jumped the gun.
Are you feeling okay?
I feel all right now. Maybe a little touch of the flu, you know.
Oh,
I think I'm okay.
That's all it is, Mike. Just a touch of
the flu. That's it? Oh, there you go.
It's okay.
Had a little bit of diarrhea, you know.
Yeah. Well, you get the squirts there, Tom. Got to take care of your business.
That'll be enough.
Tom Brokaw. I'll see you tomorrow night.
There you go. That's great. Duck Dynasty has the worst ratings in almost 2 years. That's terrible.
What happened to your voice?
Yeah. It very often, it's kind of hard for me to work that in, but I was able to do it with that. Let's go to the pop quiz question. Bruce Springsteen's son just graduated, and the boss was there and saw it all. The question is, Bruce Springsteen's son, is he a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, or a lawyer?
I'm going lawyer.
Man, I'm going to go, since the boss is who he is, it's either a policeman or I'm going to say fireman.
Policeman.
New York City fireman.
Oh,
and finally,
good for him.
That's enough to make me want to sing it. Aloha Friday, no, we're doing Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday. I have to admit, weather has turned ugly in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Only 75 tomorrow.
Oh.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market out in the Chesterfield Valley. And that music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in southern Sweden, where 81-year-old Sven Olof Svensson, that's really his name, was not feeling well and was admitted to a hospital. And then later that day, his 90-year-old sister called the hospital to check on her brother. And she got the impression from the doctor that Svensson had died. Then she wrote an obituary, which was published in the local newspaper on New Year's Eve. And on January 3rd, Svensson's friend Lars Falskog went to the hospital to collect Svensson's belongings, and that's when they found Sven alive in the hospital bed. Lars showed Sven the obituary. He left and said, you know what, hold on to that. You might need it someday. Hopefully not too soon. Story number two is from Ruston Lane, England, where a group of anti-fracking protesters were upset when Total, that's a company that owns gas stations, announced that it would invest millions in shale oil and fracking. So six of the protesters went to a local Total gas station and glued themselves to the pumps. Unfortunately, Total does not own that gas station. It's owned by another oil company. The owner, a guy named Rasween Patel, said the station had to be closed for 6 hours. He lost customers and damage to the pumps. Business, couple thousand pounds out. Protesters had various reactions when told of their mistake. Some were polite and apologetic. Others were belligerent. All of them have been charged with criminal damage and criminal trespass. In Poinciana, Florida, sheriff's deputies went to David Schultz's house to execute a search warrant on suspicion that he was operating a marijuana grow house. They got to the place, and they could smell the pot through the door. Cops identified themselves, told them why they were there. And David said, hang on, let me finish this joint. They actually did. They waited a few minutes. Then he opened the door. They went in. 190 marijuana plants in 3 rooms of the house. He's been busted. Story 4 is from Thailand, in the town of Pathum Thani. An estimated 1,000 supporters of an anti-violence, pro-elections white shirt group gathered for a protest on Tuesday and arranged candles into a shape that was supposed to be the peace symbol. We all know what the peace symbol looks like, right? Not these people. They made the Mercedes-Benz symbol. Some people thought that they were put up to it by the company. They say no. And we finish in London, England, where a major line on the underground, that's their subway, was shut down yesterday. Initial reports said it was due to flooding. But London Underground officials later said contractors who were working on a new station had leaked some water and some quick-drying cement into a signal control room, and that damaged the equipment, shut down the entire line. It's going to take until later on today to clear things up and get the trains running again. That quick-drying cement, maybe not such a good idea. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend, and join me for America Weekend, my nationally syndicated radio show, which KTRS airs Saturday and Sunday at midnight. It's on other times on other stations around the country. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Let's get our final look at traffic here. Stim Weiland.
Thanks a lot, Dan. You're still running a little bit slow in pockets on southbound 170 between Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 55 looks heavy between Union, Revis Barracks, and still a little busy towards Lindbergh. On westbound 44, heavy though, right around Kings Highway through Hampton. Westbound 40 still has the stop-and-go traffic, from Kings Highway to McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh out through 270 and just a little bit heavy after you approach the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, though, stacks up Timberlake Manor through Mason. And eastbound 270, just a bit heavy, Lindbergh through 170 opens up by the time you get to New Florist, and eastbound 70 still looks like it's heavy St. Louis Avenue to the Edward Jones Dome. This traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly jackpot scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or $1 million or more online at molottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
They call me Murphy, and I'm a service tech at Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. It was 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and a Kona Blue Mustang drove in.
I'm due for a tire rotation.
I poured her coffee, black. She hopped on Wi-Fi, and I got to work. I inflated, rotated, and aligned the tires. Multi-point inspection looked good. Took a half hour, tops.
With a full range of services, great prices on 13 name brand tires, and no appointment necessary, Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Brought to you by the Rotarians of District 6060. Learn more and find your local Rotary Club at Rotary6060.org. That's Rotary6060.org.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Well, strap yourself in. We could see a little light snow tonight, warmer temperatures, but windy for the weekend. But the intense cold is not done.
Firefighters rushed to a North City home that had filled with a dangerous gas.
St. Louis bows out of the running for one of the 2016 presidential nominating conventions. Find out which party city officials are pinning their hopes on.
The St. Louis company that laid the artificial turf for the Super Bowl is still waiting to be paid. The game plan they have to get back their $300,000.
First on Fox, after a work week of frigid temperatures, we're all looking at what's in store for the weekend. Here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray with a look at our first forecast.
We got above freezing today.
Woohoo!
When do you think the last time we were above freezing?
Last weekend. Didn't we get above last weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought I'd catch you on that one.
Oh, see?
It was Sunday and Monday.
I've been studying up.